Hello and good afternoon. This is Robin Haynes from the BT Global Challenge Project, and I'm talking to you live from the Media Centre in Southampton. With me this afternoon are pupils from the Glossopdale Community College who took part in the rescue competition on the BT Global Challenge Club. The rescue competitions was for all schools to work on a simulated rescue of a yacht in the South Atlantic. Individual teams started work on a rescue plan, but then needed to contact other schools in other countries via email to continue their plan and carry out their actual rescue attempt. Speedy decision making, teamwork and planning were all key to the project's success. Now let's meet our team. And first of all, over on my left we have
Christopher Horsfield, age 14, from Glossopdale Community College in Glossop, Derbyshire, and it's about 11 miles from Manchester.
Okay, thanks Chris. And we have
my name is James Chillerton, I'm 14 years old and I'm from the same place.
Okay James, thank you. And last but by no means least, we have
Liz Bentham, age 13, from yet again Glossop.
Okay, we've met our team. Now let's hear a little bit about this this actual project, okay, that they put into action. Now, I understand, Chris, that you were actually involved with the daily reports for this project. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, and the whole idea was just to get information to other schools that were taking part in the challenge simulated rescue plan, and to tell them what we think should be done, and then for us to get a reply from them. Just to send them general information, really.
Okay, that's great. Can you tell us what kind of information you're actually passing between the schools?
Yes, what we thought about what was happening, what we thought should be done, general things.
Okay, and now I understand that James as well, Liz, it's my mistake, was involved with the daily diary. Liz, can you tell us something about that, please?
Yeah, every day, like, we got a sheet, like, as a thing of people on the crew, and then we had to write a diary as a member of that crew, showing what they'd feel and how things went and what they felt like on the journey.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question now. What was the most memorable part of this project for yourself?
All of it, really. I just enjoyed taking part.
Okay, that's good news. And last but by no means least, we come to James. Now, as part of this rescue plan, you're actually twinned with a school in South Africa, weren't you?
Yeah, we were twinned with a school in South Africa. It was all to do with exchanging information and plans about the thingy, the challenge itself. We had a plan and we sent it over by email to the other corresponding country. And they sent information back about the same thing, and we gotten a lot better together instead of on our own.
Okay, that was great. Now, it must have been unusual actually working with kids that you couldn't see and that you didn't know. How did you break down those barriers? Because obviously you have to know these people fairly well and how they tick in order to make this project a success. How did you go about actually working with a school from another country?
Well, the first thing we did was send emails about ourselves and all about ourselves and our hobbies and stuff, and they sent an email back, and then we got to know each other a lot easier, like putting little messages before the plan and stuff, and we got to know each other pretty well.
Okay, that's great. Obviously it's the teamwork aspect that works so extremely well. Thank you to the three members of the group for coming in and having a word with us this afternoon. And we'll have another report later on. Thank you very much indeed.